This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
It's so good to meet despite the circumstances, to still come and worship our King. We're going to sing a song and then we will do some announcements, and thereafter we will continue singing. I'll just start with prayer first. If you join us in prayer, that would be great. Father, we thank you so much that we can meet together, Father. We thank you that it is because of you that we are here, Father. It's not because of anything else but you, Father. And Father, may our hearts really just proclaim your name today. May we worship from our hearts today, Father. We ask that you'll be in this place amongst us, in us, through us, and may your Holy Spirit move in this place, Father. Thank you that we can sing songs that glorify you, and may the songs not just be empty words, but may the songs we sing be worship unto you, and be a sweet fragrance to you, Father. We know it's not about the numbers of people, but it's about the hearts, Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Our God, a firm foundation, our rock, the only solid ground, as nations rise and fall. Kingdoms once strong, now shaken, but we trust forever in your name, the name of Jesus. God, your seats just for a moment. You may stand again as we go into song. Although we're not allowed to drink coffee, there is an ice cream parlor just around the corner. So anyone who wants to join after church, we'll keep the distance in the line, but there are so many restrictions right now, and there's so much uncertainty, but there's also so much peace, because we know that we serve a God who's above all of this. You guys agree with me in that? And I don't think we're allowed to sing physically, but we're also not such a big group. So if you remain distant, I think you can whisper. But just make sure you keep the distance. We have to say that. But I want to encourage us once again today that worship isn't just singing. It's also not just instrument, but worship's in our hearts. So as we're singing, there are different forms of worship, expressions of worship, and that whatever comes to you, if you feel like you need to kneel, if you feel you need to clap or raise your hands, feel free to do so. It's really, we desire to really worship the Lord, nothing else. So seek the Lord in that as we sing today.
Take away Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name.
Breath and living water.
Come to join the song, sung long before our lives, to raise our voice along heaven and earth alike. We've seen your face. Thank you. voice within and sing you worthy, Lord of all.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful, Agalandi, that you joined. It's awesome. Okay, I'm going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. Father, may this worship that we've sung, although we weren't allowed to sing, Lord, but in our hearts and softly, may it exalt you, Lord. May it glorify you. May you love it. May it be a sweet, sweet fragrance. Lord, we love you. We want to honor you. We want to glorify you. And thank you. Thank you that we are able to, although it's under different circumstances, it's still, we are still able to do it. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your church, Lord. Thank you how you built your church. It amazes us, Father. Thank you for that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, everyone. It has long been since I could stand here. God, a few months back, God said to me, I don't have to preach anymore, and I was so relieved. Because it, for me, it's a lot of pressure in that sense that you really want to say what God has put on your heart and that you don't mix your own thoughts or thinking into it. And it takes, for me, a lot of effort to get that from God. So when Derkan on Tuesday said, oh, yeah, you are preaching, I was totally shocked. I said, well, I didn't yet. But God is faithful. And he shared with me what he wants me to share today. Now I'm really excited. It was downloaded actually in a strange way to me, but it was beautiful. I thought it was for me personally. And then when he was finished, he said, okay, this is the sermon. So I said, oh, okay. So, and then he helped me to put it together. But I want to start off, the name of the sermon is strange, The Shoe Store and the Tide. It sounds like you're coming for some story time today, but it's really not. It's really beautiful. And God shared with me, and when I say you, I mean myself as well, because God spoke to me when he gave me the sermon, and I thought it was for me only. So for me to translate it the whole time, that you is also me, please have that in mind. So God said, when people lose their roots, they are tossed around. Nothing keeps them from being stable or unstable. They have no anchor, and God is our anchor and our stability. And in James 1 verse 8, I didn't write out the scripture, so I'll just read it from the board. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. There's much more around it, but God does not want us to be double-minded. He does not want us to be confused. He wants us to know the way. But yeah, that is not so easy also for us. No, so often we miss it, and as we saw now with Black Lives Matter, we have white people, black people, which I really dearly care for all of you. But it doesn't help to blame shift and to put blame on China, for instance. Yes, you designed the COVID, or that Black Lives Matter, that all black people are not treated well. And God said, that is not the problem. The problem is we are not rooted. We don't know who we are because we don't know our God who created us. And he said to me, that will bring stability to us. That will bring stability in the storms. That will make you discern, do you need to join Black Lives Matter? Isn't that every Christian's obligation to go and march with those people? What did God tell you about COVID? Where does it come from? Who is in charge? Blah, 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 all that. But God said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life in John 14, verse 6. So you get it more or less. This was the intro. More or less where it's going about. God also shared with me that a new season is coming. And I'm part of a few intercessor groups here and also in South Africa, and they all get the same. New season is coming. It actually already started, the new season. Yeah, we don't know how really it looks like. And strangely enough, in the camp of the enemy, the same thing has been said. So definitely the level is rising of the enemy, but also God's level is rising. So we need to be rooted to guide ourselves with God clearly in these days. And there's a picture, there's a video of, I hope it works, of a tide coming in. God says, the tide is moving fast. The level, the tide is coming. And yeah, let's have a look at that quickly. Thanks so much. It's beautiful when you see it like that. At least you can still escape it. You can walk away. You don't even need to run away. But definitely the tide is coming in, God shared, with the new season. And the whole download that God gave me started actually with a dream I had, and I didn't really understand the dream so much. In the dream, I saw my father, and he is now, I think, 33 years back, he died, and he had Alzheimer's, and I saw him coming with about 8 pairs of shoes, but it was sandals for women, and I thought, he really needs to put something on, and then I tried to ask him, which one do you choose, but he couldn't, and actually not one was really looking masculine, so I said, oh, you know, Dad, come and let's go and buy a new pair downstairs. And that was the end of my dream. And then you can show the picture of the different shoes. God said to me that many of us walk and try to walk in someone else's shoes. Okay? So we, but God created every person to walk in his own shoes. He has custom-made shoes for us, but often we miss it because we don't know where to get it or how does it look like or so. And if you see these shoes, if you could pick one for you which you would like, many you will not be perhaps the only one who picked that shoe, but perhaps you will be the only one. And that doesn't make your choice wrong. God didn't create doubles of us. You are uniquely designed, and you're uniquely created. So your shoes as well is also only for you. It's not, and it will always not fit well if you try to take someone else's shoes. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, I use the Amplified Classic. It reads, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living in the good life which he prepared, prearranged and made ready for us to live." So seemingly, it is very known to all of you, but sometimes we miss it, that God had have a special plan for you. God had a special way where you need to walk. And it's not the same for each one of us. It's not a crowd walking thing. It's an individual walking thing. So you cannot look to the one next to you and think, okay, that must be the way, so let's go there. And that's where we get astray. That's where we miss it. In the dream, all the shoes were beautiful. There was not one ugly shoe. They were all beautiful. I think God wanted to say to us that we are uniquely created beautiful. beautiful there is. You are not a lesser person as anyone else. And that is also with the, for instance, the Black Lives Matter. No one is lesser than anyone, or no one is better than anyone. We are all created to worship and honor God. And He uniquely created us with our own identity. And we need to be a blessing for everyone. And it's not about, oh, shame, poor people. They are not created so nicely or whatever. I don't know what is the thinking behind it. But all the shoes were beautiful. In Psalm 139, verse 13, we read that, sorry that I turn around. For you formed me, my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. It's only God that can pay so much attention to us individually. We cannot. Even when our children were still young, you think a lot of your children and how to help them, where to go, how to grow up, and blah, blah, blah. But say, for instance, even my thoughts about Darkan is not so much as what God's thoughts are about us. If you think how beautifully He created us, I always say science is the evidence of what God created. It is not a belief system. Because God created, there's still so many mysteries in creation that we don't know why it works like that. The other day, we moved our bed around so that we can get more of the wind that blows through the window. The house doesn't ventilate so well, so I thought for this hot summer, I need the wind. And I was lying on my bed and the window was open and I saw the moon just behind the trees. And then I thought, yeah, we take it so for granted that it's always there. That it comes and it goes and it's there. It's like the earth. What makes it stable? Where does it stand on? Nothing. How is that possible? With all our weight and all our stuff. And the moon faithfully comes and goes and he just hangs there. It's not fixed to wires or a system that takes him around the earth and that can break down. Yes, we know more or less why it happens, but how God created that, I think not many of us can copy that. We cannot recreate creation. It is just not possible. So God created us beautiful. And we have, we have a beautiful, all of us, individual destiny and identities. But if our shoes do not fit, you must know it's not yours. I always wanted to sing well. Well, till the age of 59, it didn't happen. But I can enjoy singing. Once I listened to a presentation of Louis Giglio, and it was about what the sound, the earth and the planet sounds, and the whale sounds, and whatever. So that day I decided, okay, God made my sound, so to him it's beautiful. Sorry for you guys. I have to listen to that sound. Your shoes is fitted for you. Do not take or steal or wish someone else's shoes. It's not for you. Okay, because the fit will be painful. God also gave us gifts, and that is also your fitted shoes. And if your gift is, say, for instance, music, you will conquer music easily. It will not be such an effort. If it's not your gift and you really want to push through, with a lot of extra effort, you will manage, but you will never get that anointed part or standard because it's not necessarily your shoes that you walk in. How do you find your own shoes? How do you know when it's your shoes? In Hebrews 4, verse 16, God shared with me, it's easy to find your shoes. You must come to the shoe shop. He designs your shoes and he gives it and he hands it out. And it is a lifetime worth shoe. But, those shoes are custom made, the shoes that God made for us. So in Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. What I felt God is saying, I am here. There's many words in the Bible that says, draw closer to me, I will draw close to you. Knock and I will open. So what is the problem? Either we don't know that there is a shoe shop, or we don't know where is it, how to find it, or we don't want to go to the shoe shop to get these custom-made shoes. And when something is custom-made, it is really precious, and it's made for a person individually. This week I could fetch my ring again. This wedding ring I have now since 1983. Okay, my maths is not so good. So, it had zirconiums in, so two of them fell out, and I thought, this doesn't look well, and so on. And I thought, okay, let's just repair it. I'm not very sentimental about many things, but I didn't want to chuck it in a drawer or something. So, but this ring was made for me personally. Derkian's name is inside it and the date when we got married. So it's not a ring that I can give to anyone. It is a personalized ring, and the same with the shoes. And we have to enter into the shoe shop to get our shoes. In Isaiah 55, verse 9, God says, you can read there, but my ways are higher than your ways. No, isn't that? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And often I share here that I have lots of opinions. I like opinions. And it doesn't matter to me if your opinion differs of mine. Actually, I like it. Then we can discuss the opinions. But often, my opinions is not what God's opinion is. And even when I gave advice to people or say, I think this is the best choice, or I'm in agreement with you with this, and afterwards when I ask God, he says, no, it's not what I want to know. Whoa. So I had to phone the people back and say, sorry, that was my choice, but it's definitely not God's choice. So God's ways are higher than our ways. We cannot grasp it always, but if you don't plug into God, you will miss it, because our own thinking is so worldly. I was reminded also yesterday evening again about deliverance and how, and I don't want to freak you out or whatever, but there's a good and an evil in the world, and the evil attacks the good. It's always like that. But so demons is not the good side. And that often we struggle to hear God's voice because we hear too many other voices. And deliverance helps us to get a few of them gone. There's a few steps in deliverance. God is revealing much more, which just makes me so excited, because Jesus died so that we can be free. And but we start first with normal, plain deliverance. And it's beautiful, because then the voices in your brain is less. You can discern better what is God's voice. So you will discern better where is your road, where is your path, where do you need to walk. And God said this factory of his never has a queue. Sometimes we need to queue outside the shop these days. Because there's too many inside God, you never will have to queue. And so you don't need to be afraid of that. When you want to speak to God, he is always available. But us as people want to queue and we want to push our way forward often, and we want to have the shoe that fits all sizes. Darkan got on the internet a picture of a shoe that can fit you for 5 years, I think. Can you find it? Yes, there it is. The three places you can extend so that you can wear it for 5 years. Well, still it doesn't fit for all, for everyone, more longer than 5 years. It would have been amazing. But there's not such a shoe fits all sizes. You know, when you buy socks, fits all sizes, I've learned it with Darkan with his rather large feet, that it never fits. It's always too short. And here in the Netherlands, it's quite awesome to have sizes on the socks. Often you get small, medium, large, or whatever is that. You have no clue. And you can just see if Darkan socks are too small, they are before the heel, it doesn't fit in any case. God says, this fits all sizes shoe will never be so comfortable. Neither are they made with love and exceptional care as God's custom-made shoes. And he says, it was quite strange when he said this, he said, you cannot take a truck's engine and put it on a bicycle and think you've now improved the bicycle. The truck's engine will just be a waste, and the bicycle will be nowhere. It will be broken. So the individuality of both is gone. The beauty of both, if you think that an engine is beautiful, it is gone. So even if you think, okay, I'm going to upgrade now, or this person needs some upgradation, or what do you call it, it doesn't work that way. You need to walk the steps and the roads that God has picked out for you. So no broken bicycles. God says his shoes fits like a glove. Okay, so why? Why do we need godly shoes? Why do we need the shoes that God created for us individually? There's another picture of a tide that's coming in. It's a more hectic one. I hope it works.
Most of us don't think much about the ocean's tides. No. Tide goes in, tide goes out. It's just some water moving because the moon and the sun are pulling on it. But those words, just some water, hide an incredible amount of matter, and pulling on it hides an unimaginable amount of force. And nowhere is that more obvious than right here. I'm just north of the Arctic Circle in Norway, half an hour's drive from a town called Bode. The land here is mostly what Douglas Adams called lovely crinkly edges. And this particular lovely crinkly edge holds the Sullstrom and Maelstrom, the most powerful tidal current on the planet. And the reason it's so powerful? That way is the sea. That way is a fjord, a tidal inlet. Twice a day here, the sea rises and falls by about 2 meters. So the water level in the fjord tries to equalize. The catch is that pretty much all the water it needs to do that, 400 million cubic meters, give or take, has to go through this channel. There are other routes that it could take, but the landmasses make those slow and shallow. They're winding country roads, whereas this is like a 12-lane freeway. It's a perfect storm. There's a huge mass of water on both sides providing pressure, and the channel starts wide and steadily narrows to the centre both ways. It's the right width and the right shape to create this maelstrom of whirlpools and currents and vortices. What surprised me the most coming here and standing next to it is how much it changes moment to moment, second to second. Every little twist in the tide and the water creates a new vortex and a new boil. I had to get close enough to stick my camera in on a long pole, and honestly, it terrified me. Tour groups can take an inflatable boat out into the channel, and you'll see occasional fishing vessels taking advantage of all the marine life that gets shunted through here. But unlike the whirlpools of myth and legend, this maelstrom isn't going to pull a modern, buoyant, powered boat down to the depths. Although a swimmer on their own would be in a lot of trouble, and a large ship might lose control and be dashed against the rocks. But all this force, all this water, this is just a fraction of what's being pulled around out on the ocean. It's just here. It's visible. It's on a human scale. It's threatening. So here, we pay attention to it.
Thank you so much. So yeah, the tide is also coming in, but it looks a little more dangerous. And this is what God says. This new season, it's the tide is coming in. It's a higher level. We will experience and have to make choices and guide our way through more difficult things than before. And we do not need to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid. You just need God to guide you through it. God said, this what we had now, the corona or the COVID-19, the Black Lives Matter, nitrogen emissions, the farmers that struggle with all the rules now, the global warming, that is all a start. There will come more things. Someone said that actually this whole COVID-19 was a rehearsal for the One World Order. I don't know. But did you ask God? Did you go and ask God and say, okay, what is going on? What did he say? Where do you need to walk? What was his opinion? What did he say must you specifically do? Where do you have to go and what do you have to think? But yes, it comes with a big wave, actually. Also, someone said that in 30 days, the whole America was shut down, the economy. We know worldwide it was not 30 days, but in a month or two, was it about, that the whole Earth's economy was shut down. We never thought something is possible like this. So, and what is your role in it? What must you do? What must you think? Do you know? And I think, no, we don't know. But because we don't phone God, we don't ask him, okay, Lord, do we go left? Do we go right? Do we go straight? Where do we walk? Because with God, there's no fear. There's security and peace. But God says, I'm going to read a little because he downloaded it. It's so beautiful. He says, we cannot run with shoes that doesn't fit. You will tend to make wrong choices. You will get lost. You have lots of detours, potholes, shoes that break, replacements, dark alleys, which you would not have walked in if you had the right shoes on. But now, under pressure, you think, okay, others go that way, so now I also must or can go that way. And that's the thing of fits all. The size fits all. Don't necessarily go there. You were never supposed to go through these things. It was never your way, your identity or your destiny. Okay, and then he says, you are lost, unrooted, without God. And he says, yeah, perhaps some of us have a pocket Bible, but we seldom open it. We just go with what the crowd says. And if the crowd says, okay, now we shut down the economy, then, okay, not that we can do a lot about it, our person, but we are kind of with it. If they say, okay, 1.5 meters, okay, then we do the 1.5 meters. It's also that we must submit to our government. It's not that you need to be rebellious, but we need to read our Bibles. We need to talk to God to really hear what is his heart for us in this season, because it is a beautiful season to shine your light. It's a beautiful season where you can be, and if I say you, I mean us, where we can be the salt. It's a super opportunity. So because of the levels that rise, everything will be more open. You will see more clearly. But we are running. We are running with the crowds. We are running with the fits all shoes. And there's more confusion, trouble, pain, disaster, sickness. It was never our shoes. And you are on a path that was never meant for you, okay? You went your own way. And then the tide is coming in, and it's a much higher level than normal. It's new things we haven't experienced, we couldn't think about before. So it brings confusion, it brings pressure, because you're pressurized to make a decision. You have to. And you, in Dutch we say water trappen. I think it's treading water in English. You don't have an anchor. You cannot stand on a rock. You are in between everything. And then God says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Okay, and I am the anchor. I give you rootedness. Where are you? And I think we are often lost. We don't know how to connect with God, or we're lazy, or we don't want to do. Or I think my own opinion is nicer than God's opinion. Or not nicer, better. Or perhaps God will not have an opinion about something. It's not true. It's beautiful when God shared with me, what does shoes represent? It represents a willingness to walk in it, it's an own choice. God forces no one. It's a free choice. Do you want this custom-made shoes, or do you want the others? It's your choice. It represents your worth. You are worthy. Your identity. Who you are, who God created uniquely. It also represents God's love towards you. Have anyone ever made you a custom pair of shoes? Perhaps one or two of you were happy enough to get that. But if something like that happens, if God makes us a custom-made pair of shoes, it's his love. It's because he cares for us. It's because it matters to him where we walk, what we think, what we do, how it's going with us. If you think of your loved ones, you're concerned sometimes, and you want them to be well. And if it's not going well with them, you're concerned and you try to help wherever you can. Now, God much more towards us. These shoes give us destiny. Do you know where you're heading? Do you know where you're going? Have you any clue, or do you just go with the flow and hope for the best? You don't need to. You can walk with God and know where you're heading. I missed it for so many years. I did believe that Jesus is the truth, and that he's the Son of God, and he died for us, and that there's a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but that was more or less what I believed. And I didn't know what is my destiny. I didn't know where must I be or what must I do. So I thought, like so many people, the crowd, just be a good person. Do good things. Okay, at least I had the Bible, so I could compare it a little to that, to know what is good and what is not good, a good and not good according to God's will. Now that's what I, because good to someone else means something different. And then a few years back, God said to me, you're exactly where I want you now. And I just cried, and I said, Lord, it took me longer than 55 years to get here. I missed it 55 years. And I asked him if I could get back those years that the enemy has stolen. It's not that I was totally lost. It's just I missed my destiny. I missed what God had planned for me. And those who needed to be blessed by that missed out, because I missed it. So we miss so many things because we miss our destiny. And these shoes bring us destiny. It's also our anchor, so that we not be tossed around. It is our security. It was beautiful when God said, or our personal insurance. This was it this week or the last 2 weeks. I was also always thinking our pension, you know, people go on pension, the crowd goes on pension mostly, and I was always concerned that I will be very poor when we go on pension, because we don't have a good pension plan, I think, I don't know. And so I thought, yeah, we have a house, and at least if we have the house, we can rent the house a little, and then we can rent a smaller place, and perhaps we will survive then. And then when God told us to sell our house, I was really not happy. I said, no, I don't want to. No, Lord, why must we sell our house? It's fine like this. And then he said to me, you don't trust me. You don't trust me for your pension. I said, no, I don't. I'm so sorry. But that's the truth. And when he says here, it's your it's our insurance, our personal insurance. And this week and the week before, we did sell the house because we want to be obedient. And this week and last week, individually, God spoke to Darken and to me to say, your pension is my worries. I will sort it. And yes, because we want to be in control. We want to manage things, and we think it's responsible, and we need to do it. So it's difficult, because God's thoughts are different than our thoughts. These shoes are our personal growth, our personal victories, our personal guidance, our personal path. It's exactly yours. You cannot compare it with mine, because then you think your shoes need to look like mine. It will not. It's not supposed to. But it's easy to walk in. It's comfortable. It's fitting. It also has our gifts in it, our personal gifts. It has your personal roadmap in it. Your blessings that you need to get is in there, but also where you need to be a blessing. Isn't that beautiful? It brings us so much, and I think there's much more, but this is what God gave me that morning. And then I think, Lord, it's when we sing, Lord, you're all in all, I don't think we really understand all, everything is yours, Lord, and we... If we just commit to him, it's not to say that your road is always easy. Ours is also mine, since I'm reborn and spirit-filled and baptized and all those things. Actually, it was a little more challenging. It is as if you're coming out under the radar, as if the enemy sees you now more clearly. Oh, there she is. While you're not doing anything against the enemy, he's super happy. Leaves you alone. Okay. I'm just going to say a few sentences on scripture that reminds us of what I've said now. Psalm 23 is my personal best one, where it says, it's not on the board. My rod and my staff will guide you. I will show you the way. The one is the sound. You follow the sound. The sheep follow the I think it's the rod that hits the rocks. And the sheep follow the sound without looking up. And the staff is pulling him out when he fell in a ditch or something like that. So he gets it out there. And that is really true for me. And I really pray and hope that it's true for you. That God's rod and staff will guide you. And these promises, that's so super cool of God, he's faithful. When he says, I will not leave or forsake you, he means it. You can trust him. Yes, we fail. We often miss it. But he's there. And then, I've given you a helper. And the Holy Spirit is a true helper. So often, he guides me. But you must tune in. My niece once, is it a niece? I'm always confused, nephew, niece, whatever. And he said, yes, you know, woman is very difficult. As soon as you have your radio tuned in in the right frequency, she changes the frequency. But God has given us a helper. He will guide the men through that. He will know what frequency is it now. And God says, I love you with an endless love. But he also says, what you sow, you will reap. If you sow soulish things, if you sow your own ways, if you sow what you think is the best without asking him, you will reap that. And I know in the other spirit realm, they say, yeah, it's karma or it's yin-yang or stuff like that. It's in the Bible. What you sow, you will reap. Okay, choose today and every day. Choose. What pair of shoes would you like to put on? And if you would like a custom-made pair of God, go to the shop. And you can go right now, yeah, and ask God. And it has consequences. Your choice has consequences for you, yourself, for the people around you, but also for God. If God really loves us, and he does, it has consequences for him also if we don't choose the shoes that he has made for us. God just says, there's a beauty in each of you, which I have created. My thoughts about you are more than the sand at the sea. It's so many thoughts, but we don't know what is these thoughts. We don't know what God thinks of us. We don't know where he wants us to go. So while you're thinking of this, we will play a song, and the words will be on the board, and then afterwards Marco will share with us a song or Yolandi. If you want prayer, please feel welcome. Women can go this side if you want, and men more that side, and some of the leaders can pray with you. But God asks you today, you need to choose. You need to choose if you want these shoes. And then you need to come to the shoe shop, because you need to be guided in the tide that's coming in. You need to be guided in the new season. It's a beautiful season, but it's a hectic season if you don't have the shoes. Thank you.
For me, but it ends with a bride and groom and a wedding by a glassy sea. Oh, death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be there singing, holy, holy.
Thank you, Marco. I just, in the beginning of the sermon, I saw an enormous long table with white, decorated with a white tablecloth. And I know God is inviting us for that wedding. And we are part of his bride. And I saw angels around singing, "It is beautiful. It's beautiful what God prepared for us." So I'm quickly going to pray and then over to you, Marco. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, for that you love us, that you want to make us choose, that you guide us continually if we're willing. Father, and I pray for every heart to be soft, every heart to choose you and to re-choose you again, Lord, so that we can walk in your ways, so that we can have peace and joy, and that we can have be a blessing to one another, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We'll still sing one or two songs, but if you need to go, you can go. And while I'm singing, you can also go for prayer. You don't need to wait for the song to be over or anything. Feel free to go in between. In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. When you call, I won't refuse. For each new day again, I'll choose. Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.